Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 21, and it is the 27th of March 2014. Now, with the weekend coming up, don't forget to put forward your clocks an hour. That's quite a relevant thing, actually, for us, because the reason the clocks change was so farmers could make use of more daylight after the war in order to get the food producing and stuff. Now, to me, when the clocks change, it gives us more light in the evenings, right at the time when I'm getting home from work, and that gives me time to go out in the garden and do more things in the daylight. So, I think that's quite relevant for us. Coming up today, I've just got a few updates. I have had a bit of an illness, so I haven't been able to do as much as I would quite like to do. But, nevertheless, there's a few updates. And then I'm going to talk about how I like to grow my tomatoes. So with that, let's get on with the show. Okay, at home, I've been just sowing more seeds and putting on a few seeds. I'm getting quite a few plants now. Still not enough. I still keep thinking I'm so far behind, so I've really got to knuckle down and just sow loads and loads of seeds. But I've got tomato seeds growing. And these are all indoors in the propagator. Tomatoes, chilies, aubergines, what have you. And they all seem to be growing fairly well, actually. Pretty happy with them. So only time will tell how they do, really. I've got to remember to keep watering them regularly, as that's something I keep failing on. Because they're probably out of sight, and I keep looking at them and what have you, and forgetting them. The banana trees are actually going quite well. These are the seeds that I actually soaked in water overnight, so I'm quite happy with those. I've only got two trees, but they are 10 inches high now, so yeah, pretty good. Nice luscious green leaves. In the garden, I've sown some Brussels sprouts just in pots in the garden. Brussels sprouts and beetroot and some other herbs, some parsley and some thyme and some leeks. We'll see if how they're doing. I've also put some moneymaker in a grow house, moneymaker tomato seeds in some pots to see if they grow. Again, time will tell. It may be a bit too early. Don't know, but I've got so many seeds that I just want to sow and get them done. I've got masses and masses of them, and they're starting to take over. I've actually gone through my seed box again and just sorted out and what to sow and what have you. So things are moving on really well there. It's just finding a space is a big problem, I think, so much that I'm going to employ a pasting table just to set up in a spare room and have them growing. Peach tree I bought last week is growing well. Some lovely pink flowers and turning into leaves, and that's just growing happily out there. All the apple and the pear tree I've got in the garden, in pots now, they're starting to bud and grow, so things are really moving on. And the potatoes are doing really well, so that's really, really quite happy with that. So with that, I'm going to talk more next about the allotment. Okay, the allotment. I really haven't done as much as I would have liked. Went up there and put the two posts in the ground to make a hammock. It didn't quite work out as well as I was hoping it. The concrete cracked and it doesn't stand and what have you. But I keep trying with that. Just been really basically just weeding, unfortunately, because I haven't been feeling well. I haven't been motivated to do anything and just really want to go indoors and lay under the duvet, but oh well. So yeah, as I say, I've just done a lot of weeding. I've de-weeded the where the gooseberry and currant bushes are, and I've sprinkled around some wood ash, potash, to help them fruit. I've also attacked the compost heap and started spreading that, and I've put that onto where one of the beds. and again, all the apple and the pear, apple and the pears are budding nicely. Rhubarb is growing lovely. I'm even seeing bumblebees float around and pollinate and go for the broad beans that are flowering. And so hopefully soon I'll be eating broad beans. Many things are just really coming into life, and they have been lately, and I think they're quite early, but that can only be a good thing, I suppose. Just as long as we keep getting the rain at night to water everything and keep the water butts topped up, I'm happy. I've also seen the site representative at the allotments, and he actually said that on one of the neighbours on the left-hand side have given up and they're finding the new tenants. Well, I've met the new tenant already as well, and seems very eager. He's got a family. He's hoping to bring all the kids up at the weekend and do what he wants to do. And I'm really pleased to see that, because that's what it's there for. It's what they should be doing. And it's nice to see a family get involved and grow some lovely food, or even just plants and stuff, and just enjoy the outdoors. So he seems really enthusiastic, so we shall see. I have taken some cuttings of some rosemary as well, and I've put those in a pot with some rooting hormone. I've also done the same with some elderflower as well, hoping to grow some elderflower trees. The rosemary is actually doing quite well. The elderflower, we'll see. And that's about it at the allotment, I'm afraid to say. It's not very much, I know. It's just been one of those, as I said, just felt so ill. Unfortunately, I'm on call next weekend, so I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do next weekend. But that's why I try and make my life as easy as I can. Okay. Okay, just to fill in the time, really, I'm going to talk about how I like to grow tomatoes. And what I do with them. Now, I generally start tomatoes from seed, and I start them actually quite early, about the end of January. I just put 3 or 4 seeds into a pot and see how they grow. Now, I actually put 1 seed in each pot, and I they're quite small pots, probably a centimetre across. And I feel they're like a cardboardy square pot, And I use those because they will rot down in the soil and cause no root disturbance. I could also use newspaper, and I have done that before, and make those into pots. It's actually quite a lot cheaper alternative. And I fill the pots with seed and cutting compost. I then just put a little hole in the compost, drop the seed in and cover it in soil, give a good water, and then put them in a heated propagator. Try and get as much light as I can, but because of our house, it's not that as easy as that. And these all, I'll leave these to germinate, and once they're germinated and seem to have a good stem on them, I'll take them out of the propagator and just put them on the windowsill, still keeping them moist. I actually put them in a larger square tray with some moisture retentive material in the bottom, wicking mat. And that just keeps the bottom, that just stays damp, so the roots and the compost sucks all the moisture up out of it. Just makes it last a bit longer. And then, as I say, and they normally germinate in about a week, and I like to give them a few more days just to get a bit stronger. And then I put them out just in a pot and let them germinate. And by that point, I'm probably ready to sow a few more. But this is probably about mid-March, so I generally grow more than four seeds by then, because there's more chance of it growing. That being said, I could actually do them. They do germinate quite well in January. It's just they can get a bit leggy if it's a dull winter. These grow on and on really well. I'm really quite pleased with their progress. And once they reach 5 centimetres roughly, I pot them on into larger pots. I have done the same with the cardboard pots before, but it gets very messy actually. So I just put them in normal pots. I'm gradually going over onto square pots because they use less space up actually. With multi-purpose in it. And I put those in there, again, grow them on for a few weeks. Now, these pots are probably 5 centimetres, that's probably a bit, 4 centimetres pots. I grow them on, and after a couple of weeks, I probably feed them with a bit of a seaweed fertiliser, just a liquid feed. I should say, actually, all these, at least staging before, I only water with tap water. As much as I don't want to like using tap water, it is clean and sterile and less chance of adding diseases to plants and seedlings at such a young age. So yeah, and then I carry on growing these on, and I may even pot them up quite a few times. By about late March, early April, they're probably ready to go in a cold frame and just start hardening them off and get them used to outdoors. Another alternative to this is plastic bottles, clear plastic bottles, cut the bottom off and stick them over the tomato plants. And they can go in the soil that way, but that's probably about mid-March that you can start doing that, just because the soil will be that bit cooler. So as these are growing on and on, and quite happily, in the cold frame, they get bigger and bigger, and they're getting more and more used to being outside. At this point, I would probably switch to a nettle feed. And with regular watering, once they're outside, I start using rainwater. They're a bit stronger and tougher to do with it. and the nettle feed just boosts them up. By end of April, beginning of May, they can actually start going outside properly into the soil, as long as they're hardened off and what have you. I mean, I'm not a stifler for hardening them off, I have to admit. Which is, and I've been quite lucky with that, but I think it's because I am so far south that the weather when I go out isn't hard for them to cope with. And also we don't have the heating on in the house often, so it's not all that hot, not that much of a heat temperature change for them to get used to. Once they're in the ground, as I say, I continue feeding with like a nettle feed. And I pinch or just remove any stems that are growing between the main stem and the offshoots. And just because they're useless, they don't do anything, they don't flower, they just suck up the energy. I also really stake these and tie them in to keep them growing straight and strong and up. And basically, that's all I do. Regular watering, regular feeding, until they start flowering. And that's when I'll move on to either a dedicated tomato feed or a comfrey feed. And then with the pollinators, these flowers will start to set through. And we're on to a winner, really. That's what you want. Keep watering them. And if you don't, irregular watering is when they start to crack the tomatoes, which is not what we want. But by use of mulch, actually, I found you don't really need to water them as much. So they can cope once they're in the soil without regular watering as such, but that needs quite a decent mulch. Once the tomatoes are completely turned red, I start picking, and I constantly pick them as soon as they're ready. That way they keep producing more flowers, just how they're engineered to work. These will grow on and on and on. And I actually managed to harvest them right up to about November, believe it or not. By about then, they generally get late blight. But hopefully by then I've harvested them all, so it's not a huge problem. And then I will cut down the stems and burn them. And dispose of any blight-affected tomatoes the same way. And that's about it, really. Tomatoes are probably one of the easiest veg plants you can grow. And they produce a lot, which is why most veg growers, I think, start with them. I certainly did. And they're so much tastier, I think, coming straight from the garden onto the plate than being bought from a supermarket. You can, at this time of year, you can buy plug plants if you want. I have done those before and they're quite successful. I tend to grow from seed because they're cheaper. And I like growing things from seed. I think that's a correct way of being a gardener. So that's it. So with that, I'm going to wrap this up now. As always, thanks for listening. Please do go visit the website. That's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, where there is a forum. There's all the podcasts I've recorded if you want to listen to them. There's ways to contact me. You can contact me through my email address, which is richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And there are some growing guides, which I'm slowly writing. I'll be writing the tomato one up soon. And a few more. So, thanks for listening. Thank you, and goodbye.